welcome to Minnow Tank. I forgot the name of the show for a sec.
I called my show your show earlier. So
on this show, we take really bad Kickstarters or really weird Kickstarters from around the world, and we judge them and we contribute to whatever we feel deserves it the least.
I thought we did the most.
The most? Least? It's arbitrary. Anyway, I'm Nate. I'm the host. I'm here with technology, anywhere from software to wearable items.
Software to hardware to mediumware.
Exactly.
DeMarcus
wear. It's going on my dick.
Believe me, my software will make you hard.
So your flaccid dick will make me erect, is what you're telling me.
Yes.
Cool. I'm Keegan. I bring mostly games, and maybe someday we'll get to some arty shit, but we're going with games for now.
I'm Jordan Whitaker. I cover books, comics, and apparently web comics. So that's going to be a step down the rabbit hole at some point if you follow us.
I'm Jaden. I cover all your music and feud and music feud accessories.
All right. So little recap on what's going down. Looking for Leo actually got funded. I don't know how. There was 49 hours left and they were only halfway there, but I guess...
I wonder if she committed the money herself.
She might have sold some children to Taco Bell.
How much more did she need?
She needed like 20,000.
What the shit?
Like, it wasn't a small number. She was only halfway to her 50,000 goal last week when I said there were 49 hours left.
Wow.
She needed like $20,000, but there was like a shoe-in or something.
Man, prostitutes don't make that money.
Maybe Leo DiCaprio was just like, challenge accepted and funded the rest.
No.
Let's see if you can marry me, bitch.
In other news, Pat Raskets, the Swedish pirate band, is now about a third of the way to the goal with 46 days to go, so it's looking like they might actually...
They're going to make it.
They're going to make it. They're so cool.
They're actually good music. They'll make it. They'll be fine.
They're going to shiver some timbers for sure. They might even get like booked to play at a Pittsburgh Pirates baseball game one day.
If I'm on my deathbed and they're still around, they're coming to play for me.
I'm still serious, dead set about getting them to play on my honeymoon. In the room, no less.
But yeah, I'm so happy for that Eleanor Lawrence bitch. She's so, the Looking for Leo.
Oh, I'm so happy for her.
I'm so ready to see this.
I'm really excited. So what did we get with our $10 donation?
We just got a shout out. She already did that.
Do we don't actually get the movie?
It's a web series. Is she published
on YouTube?
I have no idea. She hasn't said anything
like
that yet.
We'll figure it out.
Still in the development stage. She might get her own website. Who knows?
Okay.
All right. Today in technology, we have some software from Dublin, Ireland.
There's software developers in Ireland?
A lot of developers actually go to Ireland because the corporate tax rate's so low.
Wait, really?
It's 12%.
A lot of game developers are in Montreal for that same reason. I didn't know that Dublin had such low taxes.
Apple has like a headquarters in Ireland that recently came under fire from the EU because of Ireland's low corporate tax rate. The EU is trying to get more money out of them.
Yeah. I was not aware that was a thing.
Oh, yeah. This is a software by Jaroslav Brunicic.
Not an Irish name, that's for sure.
My last name is McClure. That's Irish. That shit ain't Irish.
I'm just going to read the description because I honestly don't know what the f*** this is. Do you like thinking about random numbers? Do you looking for an easy tool when you study the random numbers? This random number viewer software tool uses the binary random numbers. These are 0 and 1. It counts and shows the combinations with each step. You can see which combinations are more often and which are less used. Where you can find binary values? You can use the coin result as 0 and 1 or the shares that go up or down or anything that has 2 binary values result. I would be happy for your suggestion of another random binary values examples. Save this values to plain text file up to 100,000 values. After, load it. Text file with random numbers viewer and see animation. This software will show you different kind of combinations. The number of combinations are up to 20 bits, which give us pictures of 1024 by 1024 pixels. It tracks all single combinations and show you how they follow each other follow each after other. What more? We'll tell you which combinations will be next.
What was the was this? Were all these sentences randomly generated as well?
Do not confuse it with prediction of just one correct value. It show all possible combinations. Predicted next combination.
This is the god machine that Alex Jones' warning is about. This is it.
Predicted next combinations should help you focus on right part of the next combinations. Even when this software is just visual tool, it is missing statistic and AI. You can see some basic pattern and see how your values were created. By supporting this project, you will help me and the add the missing parts, statistic, and some AI in the future. Some more examples, because there was not any examples.
Time out. Oh my god. So is this a random number generator?
Kinda.
Why does it need AI?
Well, okay.
Yeah, okay. No. Here's some more examples.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Four combination is 0100, which could be coin flip, tail head tail tail. Or eight combination is 01001101, which could be shares for which 8 days going up down up up down down up down and so on. You fill plain your file.txt file with thousands of 0 and 1. Just remember what is 0 and what is 1. There will be buttons, 1 and 0, for manually filling the values. Look for the patterns and study how different combinations work.
So time out. There will be buttons for... It's two buttons. Oh, and it's just like, you remember which is which. Now. Yeah, one's a f***ing 1 and one's a f***ing 0. What the f***?
Okay. Risks and challenges.
Oh no.
Time.
Okay.
Even when I put reasonable estimated delivery times, there could be some circumstances when I will need more time for it. If that happen, I will do my best to finish a project as soon as possible.
I have like two or three friends that are comp sci majors, and I need to ask one of them, like,
both of them are in this room. What the f*** is this?
No, there's a third one that's not in this room.
Okay, I don't care. Two of them are here. Yeah, what?
Right
here.
Explain this shit somebody.
What the f***?
Okay, wait. See, I thought I understood what this was like. I really did. When I was reading the description, I'm like, okay.
Is basic- it useful?
No.
Okay.
God, does any of that sound useful at all?
I don't know!
It's basically a random number generator where it either gives you a 0 or 1, which is like flipping up or down. Yeah, it's a coin flip. And it just flips a coin and puts it on a graph.
Tell me this. How long would it take both of y'all to make this software the way they're talking? The way this guy's talking?
About an hour.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
The really fun thing is, you know how he talked about like opening text files and shit? He doesn't actually have a user interface for this. Like, you have to compile, run it, and then it saves to a file on your computer. You then have to find that file and open it, and then it will show you what it is. Like, he hasn't even created an actual application
for this.
How much
money is he wanting?
He wants $6,762.
What? Are you sure that's American money?
No.
Or was it
It's American money.
It probably was converted.
But you can only, converted from 6,000 euros.
Oh,
what? Can I just, why?
All right.
Like, I don't know what part of the ex-Soviet Union this guy is from.
We haven't gotten to the best part.
Can you look at his author description to see, like, who this man is?
He's a computer scientist in Dublin. I am a programmer and inventor with interest in the random numbers, cryptography, especially one-time pad software.
What the hell is one-time pad software?
I have learned...
Is that a type of Asian food?
I have learned programming to bring my ideas to life. I like my own approach to solve problems differently. You know, he's solving the problem of language by creating his own.
Well, I don't want to give this guy money because I feel like this is a front and he's giving money to Ukrainian rebels.
Guys, I haven't shown you the best part. His video, this is the software at work.
So he's playing Sudoku.
This is just the visualization
software. So why is there one and zeros? I can clearly see other numbers.
I think there was a two in there.
It's a grid. But he doesn't explain what what this shows. Like, he doesn't explain the axes. He doesn't do anything. It's just random shit. And the thing about visualization software is you really need to explain how you get it visualized, or it's impossible to understand.
Yeah.
Like, because, like, I can make a visualization software where I take a random number and I convert that to an ASCII table, and then I take that ASCII number and I find a word in the dictionary, and that's what it is.
Okay.
You can do anything with visualization, and he doesn't explain any of it. Okay. This fucking graph, I've stared at it for... I've watched this video at least 5 or 6 times, and I don't understand what it is. Like, I don't understand how it works. But...
Has anyone contributed any money?
He has one backer.
How much did they give?
$9. Get this. You get... For $10, you get the software.
Okay.
For $10... No, you don't even... He mails the software
to you. What the fuck?
Like, he puts the software... on a disc.
Does he not know what year it is?
He mails the disc this to guy's you, from and the... you have to download it from the disc.
This guy's from the ex-Soviet Union. You'll be lucky if it's not a floppy that gives you a virus.
And also, he talks about adding AI to it, and he talks about like being able to use
what
it for stocks.
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
He said adding statistics. That could work.
Is he just,
it would literally just be a scattergram of random numbers
so
because it's a random
using,
number generator.
Is he just using different, like, word salad of computer jargon?
Yes. He's trying to pull a wool over your eyes, so you get this software. He talks about stocks. And so you get this software, you think that if you understand how it works, you'll be able to accurately
just
predict the stock
buy
market.
E-Trade. Just go to f***ing any webs, Schwab, anything.
Go to E-Trade, get yourself a quarter, go to E-Trade, get the same thing.
Called again?
Random Numbers Viewer, binary.
Oh, okay. For a second I thought it was the regular one. I'm actually a fan of the binary one, though.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for the hexes to come
out. But yeah, for $10, you get this...
No, name it this way.
By December. He already has the software shown here.
It's really hard to ship it from imaginary land.
This is a scam, I can tell.
Why does he need the money? If he already has the software, what is the money for?
He just wants to
because
add AI and statistics.
Because Vladimir Putin is probably hunting him down.
Just one
statistic.
That's what he said.
Just because, a statistic.
Because he needs to pay
here's
off
one.
Some Russian hitman that was hired to kill him because
here's,
he
here's,
was funding...
Here's the statistic for you. 12%. There it is. There's your one statistic.
But yeah, like, honestly... I keep watching the video because I want to understand. Like, but...
This man is his Alex Jones.
Like, just... When you look at it... there's no rhyme or reason. It's a 15 block... Yeah, it's a 16 block grid, and there's 8 by 8 of them. Even though there's only a 4-bit number. So it flips the coin 4 times. And then visualize it on a... And what's 4 times 8?
I feel like you need a hug.
4 times 8, that's... I can't do math. 24. 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, 32 by 32 grid. That's more combinations than...
My experience...
Nate, just stop. Once, like, stop spinning the wheels, whatever you feel.
Oh,
resistance.
No, I guess that's the right number. 2 to the 4th. No.
Okay, all right. We aren't investing in this.
No, this is a money laundering scheme if I've ever seen one.
2 to the 4th is 8.
I don't think it's a money laundering scheme. I just think
no,
it's a
scheme.
2 to the 4th is 16.
Yeah.
It's not even the right grid. Like, it's just
you think this motherfucker knows how to do math? He doesn't know how to do fucking English.
I mean, there's ASPs who do science.
Could you imagine? So, like,
this
man lives in a society where English is the prominent language. Could you imagine going and trying to, like, buy milk from this motherfucker?
I wanted to buy the milk, but the statistic of the money and the cash in my pocket did not work.
There were 1 and 0, and 2 buttons for each 1 and 0.
All right, I have $83 in my pocket. I'm gonna do a random number, and I'll give you that much for the milk.
Either 1 or 0.
I will give you 1 or 0 milk for that milk.
Okay. Oh. So, no,
we're not investing in this.
No, refuse.
Right.
You want to go next, Jane?
On a lighter note, people in Madagascar need food.
Oh,
so,
no!
Oh,
there are people in Madagascar? I thought there was just lemurs and penguins.
Depends on if you ask DreamWorks or reality.
There are people.
I didn't want to say the name because it'd give you it away before I even said what country and they need what they need. This company's called Mad Insect.
Please don't tell me they're giving Madagascarians insects to eat.
Let me.
Madagascar is one of the five poorest countries in the world, with a population in which 9% live below the poverty line.
Crickets.
As a result, access to
only
daily food is
difficult,
especially
below the poverty line.
Especially in the supply of meat and other protein products.
Let's go back. Say that again.
He said 9% live below the poverty
line. No,
90. Line. 90.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
but like,
I 9%, thought it was
9%. Like, that's less than America, probably.
I was like, that's awesome.
Where 90% live below the poverty line, isn't that the line?
I was going to say, though.
Who's setting the poverty line?
Yeah, the
10%. Can you even call it a line at that point?
Since 2009, Madagascar has seen the economic and political crisis resulting in a huge decline in the purchasing power of families.
Yeah, Chris Rock was really a bitch whenever he was there.
The population is no longer able to buy over expensive meat, chicken, or pigs, which leads to a food imbalance, a protein deficiency in adults, and severe undernutrition in children.
Yep, I remember when Zimbabwe made a $1 trillion bill. Inflation is disgusting over there.
Hold on, you get through all the French. According to the FAO, Food and Agricultural Organization, nearly 2 billion people regularly consume insects worldwide.
So it's fine.
But the supply is mainly in the wild or in the forest.
No shit.
You don't think Madagascans are already, like, eating insects?
All right, one second. Primarily in the wild or in forest. Oh no, there isn't cricket farms.
Hold on.
There are cricket farms.
These are gluten-free, vegan insects, okay?
Is that real?
Our farm will make it possible to raise these same insects.
How would they have gluten? What the f*** is
gluten? Are you making a joke or are you reading this verbatim?
I'm making a joke.
Okay.
Wait until you get to this. Our farm will make it possible to raise these same insects in closed and clean infrastructures. They will be fed only with vegetables and fresh fruits. And as well
just
as cereals
feed the Madagascans
the
vegetables and fruit.
As well as cereals produced. Wait, hold on. I was imagining.
This fucking like alright, we have this high quality fruit.
Feed the bugs to the Africans. Like, this sounds like being an asshole with extra steps.
Hold on. It'll be fed only with vegetables and fresh fruits, as well as cereals produced by the local peasants.
What? You're forcing them to work in your bug farms so you can feed them the bugs instead of just giving them fruit.
That's literally like eating shit to pigs and then having the pig shit and then giving that shit to people to eat.
Okay, what kind of bugs are these? Keep reading.
Hold on, so it's more into insects are rich in protein, calcium, iron, omega-3, amino acids, and they're very low in fat. Insects require less space for their livestock, less water, and less food than traditional breeding, and the rejection of carbon dioxide is almost
okay, so it says that they're really low in fat. These people need, like, fatty foods.
But they're high in protein.
Yeah, but still.
Okay, they plan to raise on two kinds of insects, locusts and mealworms.
Ugh.
So it was just saying
you're
earlier that they have
them
a locust
like quality
problem.
Insects.
I really thought it was going to be, like, crickets, which, like, I've eaten crickets before. That's fine.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
locusts and mealworms, like, I've eaten mealworms.
They are good.
Mealworms, I'm imagining big maggots.
No, mealworms, you had a bearded dragon. You never fed it mealworms?
Well,
No, I just found crickets.
Mealworms are crunchy.
They're making them into dry biscuits with vanilla flavor, snacks with local pepper and curry, candy with peanuts, all added with our locust flour.
This is just unnecessary. They got the vegetables.
Wait a minute, locust flour?
Did they
ground them into a fine paste?
It
has a million and one uses.
I have something
to say. It's not like you got peanuts.
Locusts are really low in protein, really low in fat. They're basically just shells with a tiny bit of goop inside.
And they were saying something about they have a locust problem earlier up, and that's why they couldn't have like vegetation and livestock because the locusts would get to it.
Well, so it's kind of like, so in Puerto Rico there was a really big problem with iguanas everywhere, and so they just started hunting and eating the iguanas. So
oh my
the
god!
Kind of
they're not
eating the locusts that already pre-exist. They're making more locusts to eat.
All right, guys.
Wait a minute. They're just capturing wild locusts.
They're starting a locust farm because the farms can't function and make fruits because there are too many locusts.
Okay,
so they're gonna feed the locusts that they're farming fruit that they can't grow because locusts are eating all the fruit.
So here's what's gonna happen here. they're going to ship in about a million locusts to start this thing, and then some dumbass is going to let them out. And y'all know what happened to the killer bees in South America?
Yes.
We are going to lose Madagascar as a country.
Cease to exist. They are going to single-handedly destroy an entire country trying to save an entire country.
Literally, in 30 years, we're going to be watching the Madagascar movies, and our kids will be like, Daddy, what's Madagascar? Like, that place the locust.
But they're also trying to, export. They're also trying to, make an actual company to produce for export. To, produce.
They're going to destroy the entire African continent at this rate. as if the child soldiers in the ethnic wars weren't enough, now they're going to have, fucking locusts to deal
you
with.
You do not want to breed locusts.
Oh, my God.
Locusts are one of the biggest contributors to famine in history.
That's what the problem is.
Netflix is going to make a show called Locust of No Nation.
All right, here's the risk and challenge. The challenge.
Killing them all?
We're basically
risk and get challenges. If this goes right, we will be feeding people insects. If this goes wrong, we will be feeding insects people.
Don't worry. We've got a hose to put out this dumpster fire. The only problem is we're going to use gasoline instead of water.
The challenge is to give the local population an alternative to the consumption of traditional meats difficult to access because they are too expensive and to fight against the nutritional insufficiency and famine in southern Madagascar.
That's not a challenge. That's the goal. That's the express goal.
All right, so two projects in, we've got a scam and a potential genocide.
This is like kickstarting the Holocaust. What the f is going on?
I don't want to fund this either because the Netflix documentary.
You value human
going,
life?
That's what we do. We use this software to decide on whether we feed a single locust to a child or just let it go.
The Minnow Tech will be partially responsible for destroying the African continent.
Hey, well, at least we gave him good music.
Oh my God, the soundtrack to their demise is fucking pirate anthems. Oh my God, I'm just imagining.
Leonardo DiCaprio goes to Madagascar for the, helping them humanitarian effort, and then we get a Looking for Leo episode.
I'm imagining in 70 years, there's going to be this Madagascar Genocide Museum, and we're going to be walking around, and then you're going to walk up to this little booth, and it's going to say, the Minnow Tank's contribution. You press a button, and you hear the last 15 minutes of us talking about this damn thing, and it's just like, they started it. They did it.
They knew it was going to happen, but they went along with it anyway.
They funded.
What do we get when we contribute?
Do we at least get to eat some of them?
Other than, the knowledge that we successfully destroyed a country from the south of our bedrooms.
Do we get a finger of a child that is going to die because of this?
No, I want a sample pack of cricket,
about $5.
I better get to beat a lemur to death or something.
It's going to get a dying lemur because the locust ate all its food. All right, about $5 you get an AA, which is our most sincere thanks for necessary help. It's an
AA.
It's an II?
II.
We get an II?
We get a fucking lemur?
They're going to ship a lemur to us?
No, it's A-Y-E-A-Y-E.
That's a lemur.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait a minute, what?
Okay.
IIs are really ugly lemurs.
So guys, we might destroy a country, but we'll get a lemur out of it.
Are they saying I get a pet lemur?
No, you get our most sincere thanks for this necessary help.
Their most sincere thanks, though, is capturing a wild lemur and sending it to us.
Wait, can I see this?
Read it again.
No, I'm telling you, it's just a sincere thanks, but they're naming it after,
lemurs.
Is the name of the prize, contribute this dollar? Aye.
Yeah.
Oh, so is every tier named after a different animal
about
$11 food will be destroyed?
About $11 you get a babakoto. Which is a big thanks. We will keep you a date to on the progress.
Not
about
just a
20s.
Thanks. A big thanks.
When they said date, I was like, you're going to get to date one of these women that are slowly starving to death because loose.
No, about $22, you get an open or you get a chirigal. You will receive all the photos and videos about the next installations on the work of our team, and plus our magnet of our logo.
So, let me get this straight.
I can just imagine them trying to build a farm for locusts during a locust swarm. It's like, yeah, production's halted on our locust farm. The locusts are in the way.
I'm just imagining.
Nate, you get to name a genocide tool after yourself. About $1,099, you get the Makikata, which is all the rewards, plus the choice to give one's name to our products, plus reception of each new product for 1 year.
That's what I wanted, to name a f***ing blog after me.
And the Keegan McClure was responsible for the destruction of the Congo.
Like, this is all so bad. Oh my god.
Okay, so about $275, you get the Avahahi. Alright, plus, what the fuck, like, N degree 7?
So,
I'm just imagining,
like, so, if you contribute $10, you get a big thank you. If you contribute $22, they make an American's home, like, next home makeover thing, but in Madagascar, only with locusts.
Wait.
I can just see...
You get two packs of insects with Madagascar's flavor.
I can just see them going to a peasant village.
Move that cart!
All of their crops have been destroyed by locusts, and they come in and they're like, we're here to help. And they're like, have you brought us food? And they're like, even better. A swarm of locusts.
This is some super villain level shit here.
Imagine like Invader Zim going to this village.
It's like Oprah. It's like, you get locusts. You get locusts.
This is
and these children and these people have been destroyed by locusts, and you go in and you're like, this is your new job.
Madagascar.
You farm the things that have destroyed your livelihood.
Madagascar.
Here's your job. Here's an apple. Do I get to eat it? No, give it to the
Who founded this project? The guy who owns this company. His parents were murdered by Madagascar, and he swore revenge on that damned island.
So this is like the missionaries who like went after and got killed. This is their kids, but they went the opposite direction.
Yeah, dude, I can't even fucking say that. It's Andrea Navo, Mahifa, and Tenenea. Okay.
Wait, what?
Wait, okay, Andrea Navo, Mahifa,
Antonina, that's, hold on. Does it say where, oh.
It's like French.
What does she have against the people of Africa?
She's French, so.
Oh, they're French. They didn't get to f*** them over enough pre-World War II.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Europe's always been f***ing over.
So, time out, you, before we broke, you said something about if we contribute enough money, they'll send us some of the food.
You get two packs of insects with Madagascar flavor.
What the hell's Madagascar flavor?
Sadness.
they take local spices that the locals could have used for real food, and they put it on stuff that they're going to send to greedy Americans with too much money.
How much are they asking for?
Dude, I don't fucking
how
know.
Much? How much to get the dude? How
much for two packs
how much
of insects?
How much am I paying to be able to eat bugs that are going to destroy a country?
If you go outside, $1.50.
Yeah, but those are American bugs.
Oh, they aren't destroying anything.
All right, you got to pay about $33.
How much are the Madagascarans going to pay for this?
Their whole crops.
They're going to pay with their lives.
Yeah, thank you.
You get a Lipolomer, which is about $33. You get a pack of locusts and millworms to surprise your friends, plus a magnet of your logo.
Okay, I can go to the pet store right now and pick up 500 giant mealworms for like $3.
Plus preview photos and videos of the project, individual thanks from the team by mail and video.
This is going to be the stuff in the museum, and we're going to have paid to see it before it's an atrocity.
They literally have a thing. It's like, fool your friends, buy bugs.
Surprise your friends, eat in front of you. Tastes like Madagascar and sadness.
Oh my god.
It's like, I know what could resolve this situation. More locusts!
Wait, here's a video.
Oh wow, this is really shitty. That's Google Earth.
I made PowerPoints that were better.
This, what the hell?
At least it's not an intro to the movie Madagascar.
That is some bottom tier uke playing, my friend.
Mad insect. Hi. Why
is it in Bitmoji?
Probably Madagascar. Dancing lemur. Another dancing lemur.
He's going to wipe out humans so the lemurs can reclaim the island.
Are they trying to make
me care? There'll be nothing left.
The scourge. There's bugs in the air now. And now there's a car.
Locusts
everywhere.
So let's bring in more locusts.
Luckily, we'll eat them. I'm angry. And also Indian. But not...
Question marks. Now I'm interested.
He's clearly not black. He's clearly Indian.
He might be like North African.
Why is the music like a mariachi music? Grasshopper farming, but you already making grasshoppers, goddammit!
Yeah, grasshopper farming is
poor. That would have been better.
Oh, and it's inside. It's not even like a big old net that you can just catch the existing ones and eat them.
No, you open the door, it just hits you like a wave.
No, they're making more. They're not catching.
They're breeding them. They're going to create the perfect locust.
That's what it's like.
Destroy. I believe.
Like, it literally makes
me. That was literally from the Book of Mormon. That bitmoji was from the Book of Mormon.
Like,
literally, this. The environment of Madagascar is hanging on by a thread as it is.
It said they need less land.
No, it's talking about the bugs.
Oh, the bugs need less land,
less food, less water?
So, that's what I don't get. It's like, literally...
Like, what the shit?
It talks about...
I want to believe... F*** off, man. Don't use X-Files shit. What the...
This guy clearly doesn't know what
he's doing. He's literally just choosing different bitmojis and throwing them out there.
I want to believe, do it.
Thanks.
Whatever he's playing, I hate the way he's doing it. Or whatever he's got playing. Is that like a sitar?
That has to be stock music. Oh, you can buy shirts that just has a shit ton of bugs on them?
You get to have the genocide shirt.
I helped destroy an entire ecosystem.
Okay, this has to be illegal. Like, it has to be illegal to
This should be a war crime.
You can't bring genocide... Cut that off. You can't bring genocide-causing bugs into a country legally. I can't take an orange into, like, f***ing other countries.
Yeah, there's no way in hell you're going to be able to take different species of mealworms.
You can't take a dog to Hawaii when you move there because they don't want anything, like... Messing up the ecosystem.
DiCaprio's wife got arrested whenever she brought her fucking dogs to Australia.
No, that was Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp's wife. I'm sorry. Yeah. She brought her dogs to Australia and didn't have the proper
Australia got fucked up by other, like, creatures, like the mice. Well, was that the horned toads, too?
Mice, rats, and cane toads.
Yeah, cane toads.
No, I don't want to destroy an entire civilization.
I want to fund it.
Thank you for the opportunity, though.
I hated Madagascar. I hated the movie. I hated the second one. No. Love the penguins of Madagascar. Well,
can't I just, like, kick Chris Rock in the balls instead?
Okay. I feel like if we fund this, this is an open declaration of war against the nation of Madagascar by the minnow tank.
Can you imagine Madagascar 4? We already did, like, genocide on Madagascar.
All right, I'm going to say I want to fund it.
Why?
He wants
for the lols, man.
He wants to destroy an entire...
What are you, anonymous?
It doesn't make shit sense. No. Like, literally, it says, like, the f***ing cities are plagued by swarms of locusts, so here, we're gonna breed more locusts for food. They're eating our food, so let's eat them.
I hope the thing in French was, clearly this is a joke, dumb Americans will believe this.
Alright, no, I don't wanna. Alright.
Alright, mine is bad,
Hold on, we're gonna take a small break. I have a lot of sweet tea and Monster. My kidneys are about to explode.
You had kidneys still?
No, that's the problem.
Tell a friend. Guess who's back.
Your feet look like my lizard right now.
We're recording, by the way, so we got Jaden singing, and then my feet look like lizards.
What do you have for us, Jordan?
Well, after your projects brought to us by Ireland/the Soviet Union and people trying to actively destroy the island of Madagascar, I bring a fairly bad but not nearly as atrocious project from the great and exotic location of Austin, Texas.
Beautiful. Wasn't your last one from Texas?
Yes, it was from Dallas, though. This is Austin. Totally different animal. It's called FNAF The Next Tonight. And it's a fan comic based on the notorious game series Five Nights at Freddy's.
This is illegal, isn't it? How is this legal?
Might go under fair use. Fan fiction.
Oh, it's technically
not if you make money off of it.
Hold on. Well, I'll just go through like the manifesto this guy's written,
okay.
I'll show you the fan art. It's it definitely counts as parody, unfortunately.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Grey.
It's called, I Am Making a FNAF.
It was a fan fiction off Twilight.
Originally, but like, it wasn't like, and here's Edward.
Well, this looks like it's going to turn into porn at some point. I'm just going to, well, anyway, it's I Am Making a FNAF comic with the help of a fellow artist in DeviantArt by the name of Akario.
You know this.
Want to see something weird?
My name is
PPG 1998, and I am working with a DeviantArt user by the name of Aquario. She does great work. I really appreciate her help with my project, but I need to pay for her services to draw the visuals for the comic. We already have the first chapter done, but I don't have a well-paying job, and it isn't going well.
Like, is there no punctuation in this?
This is the first punctuation break. I need to help to make it the way I envision, so I need money. I am scripting on how it goes down, like when animatronic get transformed next and who is getting turned into the new sexy female robot forms. So just for background, this is basically gender swap / possible inflation fantasy, because
Matt
it's like
already did this, right?
Boob swelling or what? I don't know. Anyway,
wait a minute, time out. So he just shows the tits.
Yeah,
the things.
I couldn't decipher a word
of
that.
I will leave a link to the first chapter to get what I mean. I can't stress this enough. You have to be 18 years old or older to pledge to see this comic.
Oh, dude, he's not even
in either. My opinion, I think this comic has a lot of potential, even if it is weird. But everyone has their taste, so if you're a fan of FNAF and over 18 and like anime-style comics and okay with lesbians, you will love this comic.
Wait,
and
what?
Even a single dollar will be appreciated. And
hashtag
I hope you love this comic and much as
like
I do
the
making
other.
It. Currently have the first two chapters already done. You can see them for yourself below. So basically these chapters, these girls discover the animatronics, like, you know, the costumes
so,
from the games.
Is Foxy
all right, so
eating
explain this
Freddy's
real quick,
pussy
because
or something?
Hold
everyone,
on, I'm
getting... Not everyone's going to know what Five Nights at Freddy's is, so just explain that real quick.
Basically, it was an indie horror game that had a fairly unique concept where you're in this Chuck E. Cheese-like pizza place, and you're a security guard who has to watch the animatronics at night because they're trying to kill you and stuff you inside of a suit. They basically come to life at night.
Yeah.
And you have... It's basically survival.
It became a really big internet phenomenon. Like, literally every shitty YouTube video has... Or YouTube user has, like, FNAF videos.
So many unnecessary sequels, and even, like, a bad ripoff game that was sort of, like, the same thing.
Yeah,
apparently
there was a book that was pretty good, though.
One of the YouTubers that I used to follow actually turned into a Five Nights at Freddy's channel.
Oh, wow.
From what he was doing before. He just... did explicitly Five Nights at Freddy's.
I like those,
stuff.
But, like, there's a lot of lore behind that, which I thought was cool. Was like,
yeah, yeah.
But the MatPat videos are actually pretty good.
Back to expanding upon the lore, though. This starts with the costumes being discovered in rubble by these four, like, fairly normal-looking anime girls.
Let us see.
But they put on the masks, though. And
boom, they're lesbians.
And they instantly become their boobs
Holy
and asses swell, like, inflate, like fucking balloons.
Go to the doctor?
And they can't get them off, but then there's like some lesbian stuff for no reason, and then they go to turn more women into lesbian animatronics, and it's a whole
it's furry.
Gender swap, furry, inflation fetish clusterfuck being produced on DeviantArt, and this guy wants money for it.
Here's the thing that makes me mad / sad about this.
If I want furry porn, I can get it for free.
This is true. There's that. But I could definitely see people paying for this. Like, remember the guy from my thing last week who was complaining that he couldn't masturbate to the shit that I was talking about? You can definitely masturbate to this.
Okay, well...
I couldn't.
Well, anyway...
Because I'm a normal human.
This guy's asking for $400, and there are 31 days left in the project. He has one backer who gave him $40.
So I gave him a tenth of what he's asking for.
Yeah, someone gave him a tenth. Well, here are his, reward tiers. There are only three of them.
I will f*** you in a suit.
Pledge $10 and you get early view, which is you will have access to see pages of the next chapter for a comic a few days before it's released. For $20, you will get every page of a comic as soon as each comic is made. And $30...
The comic has no name.
You get that, plus he'll give you like a... He'll give you, like, sketches of the comics as well. And he has links to his DeviantArt profile, which I'm not going to dive into that rabbit hole.
Please, God,
but,
no.
Risks and challenges. I can't draw for shit, and I don't have enough money to make my vision a reality. And my job doesn't pay well. I need help to do.
I'm poor, and I'm sad. Please
Plus,
send food.
I want to do my part to giving my own person tribute to FNAF. Even if it is weird, I hope you all understand.
Yeah, 15-year-olds can't get a good job nowadays.
So this guy's just upset that he doesn't have enough wink material, and so he's asking you
to fund his wank bank.
He's making his own addition to his wank bank. So
could I kickstart a porn company?
Yeah,
probably.
It's legal as long as you don't do it in Saudi Arabia. You'll be fine.
I have an idea for a video actually that I'd like to run by you if you actually do this.
What? No, I'm not starting my own porn company. I was just thinking hypothetically, I didn't know that was something you could do.
It's called
it's a legal capital venture. You can do it here.
That's just kind of fucked up. Literally, I'm like, people pay me so I can pay a woman to fuck me on
video.
Yeah,
it's like if you film yourself having sex with a prostitute, it's no longer illegal.
It depends. You have to. There's all kinds of contracts and shit you have to sign.
Yeah.
But there's so much paperwork that you have to go into that.
Anyway. out of the nitty gritty of porn. How much do I have to pay to actually see the porn?
Out of the porn and into the porn.
$10, you get previews of certain chapters. $20, you get the comics as they come out. $30, you get the comics plus bonus sketches that weren't used in the comics. Gave him $40, so that's all of that.
Is there a reward where he sends tissues with it?
I'm pretty sure.
No, but there's a reward where it sends your mother's tears.
Okay.
It sends you a bottle of Jergens. I'm pretty sure
that he's just using
local.
This money so he can buy, real animals and, live this out.
Either that or he's going to get one of those furry fleshlights.
He's going to repurpose, an abandoned Chuck E. Cheese and just go to town on the Chuckster.
Oh my god. No, we aren't funding someone's masturbation.
Keegan. Is it mailed to me or do I have to view it online? Can I get a physical copy to stick the pages together?
It's going to be just a webcomic, so we'd probably just send
get
them
my
to
screen all dirty.
Literally all this is going to be on DeviantArt. Like it's all on DeviantArt.
Yes, but you get it early and you get bonus stuff that he won't be posting.
Plus, right. You get it all concise. You don't have to filter through
You're less likely to get a. You're less likely or more likely to get a virus. I'm not sure which.
Keegan, this day has been very bad for my
Keegan,
health.
Keegan, you're our last hope.
All right,
for real. We have a shitty program, genocide, and
just a little.
So far, we're looking at punting someone's wank bank because everything else was just far too atrocious.
Yeah, right now, I think the most likely scenario. Before Keegan's project is probably Five Nights at Wank Bank. Because we're not funding genocide.
We're not funding a scam.
And we're not funding a scam.
I was going to say, I'm not spending $10 on something that I can do myself for free.
Since I've been sitting here, someone actually funded the project a little bit. Someone pledged $5 since I've been sitting here.
Oh, wow. That's cool. What is the project?
Y'all aren't going to like this.
Have you seen everything else today?
Yeah. So, this is a game brought to us by Oral Robinson.
Friends of Abel Johnson.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Oral Robinson is a Jamaican immigrant. I'm giving you some backstory before I jump into the Kickstarter itself. Oral Robinson is from the Bronx. He's a Jamaican immigrant that came to the United States in 2001. I'm currently in college and planning to transfer to Stony Brook University to finish my business management degree and also my master's after. I'm currently a part-time worker and full-time student. I also love games and hopefully will be able to build a successful video game company. By the way, Stony Brook, I'm assuming is one word. It's two words in there and neither of them are capitalized.
It's supposed to be two words, actually. I know that university. It's up in New York.
So this game is called World War II Full Experience.
Oh, shit.
Is it VR?
I'm trying to create the most ambitious WW2 game to date. I want people to experience the game, not just play.
I want people to get shell shock from finishing this game.
If the suicide rate of my players is less than 10%, I've done something wrong.
The game has not been starting. This is just the first step to finance.
and early a draft of the game. The idea is there, but I'm going to need to find a team. About the game and the vision. While I have a vision, but I need help funding the vision, I always wanted a game that I could experience the game, not just play the game. The game would make the player do what he needs to do without limits. The game would give the player the ability to pilot, P-I-O-L-E-T, iconic jets, warships, subs, and many more World War II era utility.
To inversion the game. Language. What the hell is up with this guy?
To inversion the game to be a cinematic view with beautiful graphics so the player can truly feel the game. The game would be a 100-plus player with destructible walls, floors, most grounds. There will be a day-night cycle in the game. Last two and a... Two... I'm sorry. One... I would hate to mess up this beautiful poetry of English. 1 to 2 hours, maybe more, depending on the game mode.
Jesus.
That's the first paragraph.
Can you imagine, like, at the beginning, it's like, are you male or female? And it's like, you pick female, and you go, pick up scrap. Work in the factory. Fill the
bullets. Your husband has died.
Here's a, yeah, it just hits you with a tribal flag.
My favorite thing about this is, subs and more World War era 2 utility. I don't, like, a lot of the typos in here, I can guess what he's trying to say.
Utility.
I don't know what that means.
You both don't
know. No, like, utilities. Like, different machines they used in the war, you know?
World War II era utility?
Yeah. You know, like, the utilities. Yeah. Like, the machinery, the guns.
You're trying to tell me he's using English right here.
No, he's not.
Okay.
No.
But I understand what he's trying to say.
That's what he's trying to say.
Okay.
There was no way that sentence was going to be proper English, but he did the best he could with the limited brain cells I imagine he has.
I don't get why his English is so bad. It's the first language of the country he's from.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just read something. I'll get to that in a bit. There will be game modes suck.
S-U-C-C suck?
S-U-C-K. There will be game modes suck ass.
There will be game modes. Suck ass.
Suck ass.
He's commanding. I like it.
Get it out, man.
Sorry. Give me a minute. Fuck. There will be game modes. Suck as large-scale warfare where players will be able to use planes.
Suck ass large-scale warfare. Is that what he said? Is that a good thing?
Sounds more like a ground-based Spanish-American war game.
The real question, when you're selling something, is suck-ass the right way to describe it? Keegan thinks so because he's all on board with it.
I don't know. Just based
to
on...
To use planes, tanks, battleships to give supporting cover, subs and all kinds of other vehicles so you can try... No, so you can experience the game. Okay, you can talk now. I'm done. I needed to finish
this. All right, my big question for this, A, has he ever used a computer in his life?
I don't think so.
B, what are the risks and challenges? Finding a programmer? Finding a writer?
We aren't done with him describing it.
We're not done with the description.
He's got lawsuits of people getting shell-shocked?
Okay.
Keep in mind, he's a business major. Like, he isn't a computer science major. By the way, I am crying right now.
Okay, so he's a business major.
Yes.
Wanting to make a video game company.
Yes.
No bueno.
What?
Another mode is capture the hill. Sure.
Capture the hill, you know, where you're all fighting for a hill, and whoever gets the hill wins.
It's you know, World War II was capture this f***ing territory because it's strategically important. Isn't this basically that?
Like, it's not whoever, like, keeps the top of the hill. It's, like, the base of the hill.
This will be a D-Day kind of mode where battleships will have 1 minute to destroy cannons. See, cannons, by the way, auto-corrected to Canon the Camera Company. It has a capital C, A-N-O-N-S.
Maybe it's canon, like it's going to be canon within the...
Nah, man, you gotta destroy those fucking cameras. Universe. That German bullshit. Canon is the reason we lost the war.
To destroy cannons while being shot at from land cannons. After that, players will be... The Allied side will be brought to the island and push up the hills, and on the German side, they will do all they can do to stop them from coming up. There will be a certain score to reach for the Axis side to reach for them to win. On the Allied side, they will just have to capture the hill. By the way, the Axis wasn't in World War II.
Yeah, it was.
That was the Axis in World War
I. No, that was the Central Powers in World
War I. Oh, I apologize.
You're going to want to edit that out before you look like a dumbass.
I always look like a dumbass.
The Axis of Evil?
I laughed for way too long at sucked as.
No, the Tokyo Rome Berlin Axis.
That's right. Okay. Two other modes will be E-A-R-B-E-N.
Irbin.
Irbin.
Come on, Keegan. It's first grade. It's Irbin mode. Well, have you not heard of Irbin mode? It's all the rage.
We'll be Irbin warfare. Irbin mode,
you Irbin warfare.
Irbin warfare and sea warfare. The Eaton warfare will be deep in land.
What is with this man in Irbin?
My question is, what happens if you're playing as a Japanese pilot? Because, you know, winning means dying and in some cases, depending on like who you're playing as.
And losing means dying.
The Eaton warfare will be deep in land, so there will be only fighter planes, plane spelled P-L-A-I-N-S, and tanks.
The city, you know, the plains of Bavaria.
The city will be 50% destructible, but he spelled destructible right.
How'd you get your KD up? I just played the U.S. on Hiroshima mode.
It'll be half destructible. You know, you'll only be able to, like, half destroy a city. I
think it means, like, you'll be able to interact with 50% of the shit.
Don't try to understand this.
I want to understand.
It will be an intense battle to capture the city. The sea warfare will be mostly battleship.
I hope so.
Will be mostly battleship. So you're playing f***ing battleship. Aircraft carrier and subs to be used and island to capture with medium tanks, anti-air guns, docks. The objective is to push the enemy off the island and destroy the aircraft carriers. This game will be a truly World War II experience. There will be continuous updates, so no map pack, and we'll be open to new ideas from the community. Thank you for your support.
This sounds like a piece of shit.
Just imagine playing as a Jewish, like, hold your breath. Hold your breath.
You're just tapping A really, really fast.
Like, when you want people...
Tap A to duck in the closet.
To invest into a video game, you want to be able to explain what the mechanics are.
That's one
of the biggest important things in a video game.
Didn't they make it clear? It's a time machine to go back in time and to live through World War II.
You're right, Keegan. You're right. I'm sorry.
Now, you may be asking yourselves, obviously, this is a very well put together idea. What could possibly be the risks and challenges associated with this?
I can imagine.
The change is to find a group of people willing to give me their time to help me, to help my vision go through. Another challenge is to completely finance this ambitious project. Now you're saying to yourself, obviously, this game could be financed really easily. I mean, like, it doesn't matter what they're asking for. Literally, they could ask for $1 million. Of course, it'll be financed. Want to know how much they're asking for? $100,000. This motherfucker wants $100,000 for this.
Hey, I can point him in the direction of one good computer programmer.
Wasn't Skyrim made for, like, less than that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, 12 people made Skyrim?
I doubt it. Skyrim was made by Bethesda. Bethesda's huge. I don't think 12 people made Skyrim.
Maybe 12 people were the voices, something like that.
Yeah, it's only 12 people were like the voices.
I could buy that. All of them just tell you about how you shot him in the knee.
Well, no, there's the guy who voices Mario, who's a dragon for some reason.
But...
Huh.
Yeah.
So here's the pledge things. Pledge $5 or more, and you get nothing. That's not true. You get Early Acres.
What is that?
Early Access.
Oh.
I thought you said Elderly Anchors.
No, Early Acres. Pledge $50 or more, and you get access to the studio anytime.
What?
That is some low-ass shit, considering the money he's asking for.
Acres to studio and time to see how the game going plus second in line to get access.
Did he just give up?
Like, what was he trying to type this through a stroke?
It looked like it got worse, but...
That's some dedication, if so.
Pledge $100 more and you get early access. You'll be given the opportunity to visit the studio anytime and be first to receive early access play.
So, wait, you already got... You got early acres for doing the first damn thing.
Hey, you got to use the studio for the second thing.
Plus $300 or more, all access to any information needed to know what's going on, and a free copy when released.
Do you have a developer yet?
No.
just ask him, like, so, what's going on? Nothing still. Just waiting.
5 years go by. Leave me alone. I pledge $300.
What's going on? We're in the pre-development stage. I'm sure the development stage will come in the next year or so.
Pledge $1,000 or more, and you get unlimited access. Unlimited access, a free copy of the game, any information needed on request, also a shirt, and other accessories.
So $1,000 for the video game, a shirt, and what you could get for $100.
Actually, yeah, you're not even paying for just the game, you're paying for the f***ing company.
Literally, the only difference from the $300 pledge to the $1,000 pledge...
is a t-shirt.
...is a shirt and other accessory. Which I don't know what it is. I'm imagining literally it's a grenade.
It could be
they're
anything.
Just making the game and giving you a blowjob at the same time.
That's an accessory?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how those work, I guess.
I feel like an accessory would be like a detachable dildo, you know? Like, you got the company logo on a dildo, and you can just shove it up your ass with all your questions on when the project will be done.
You're already getting f***ed enough by donating that much money to this dumpster fire?
So you're probably asking, this is a really ambitious game. It won't come out for like another 10 years, right? This game is projected to come out in 2 years.
No, it's not.
2 years?
Ubisoft doesn't make games that fast. No one makes games that fast.
No.
Call of Duties don't get made in 2 years. Actually, Call of Duties do get made. Call of Duties get made. No, they get made in 2 years. Because they switch developers. Yeah,
well, that's because it's the same mechanics with different...
Exactly.
Anyway.
Well, they already have an engine. They already have everything. They already basically have the f***ing game. They just need to make it. This guy has nothing. And he says he'll be done in 2 years if you give him $100,000. And it'll be the best World War II game ever.
Better than... No. No.
So we aren't funding this, please?
Let's talk about it a little bit. What are the pros and cons of funding this? The pros would be watching this man basically Donald Trump his way through the development process.
So here's the pros of
the
this.
The cons would
if
be,
we donate
this is
to
never
this,
happening.
If we donate, exactly. If we donate to this, we don't actually have to pay anything because it won't get fully funded.
I mean, that's a really shitty reason to donate to something.
It is.
You know, it's...
Okay,
that's the best
come out. So here's our options. We can either donate to this and not have to pay any money. Donate to your thing. How much was he asking for?
$6,000.
And not have to pay any money. Donate to Jaden's and kill people. Or donate to Jordan's and give fucking creepy-ass nerds reasons to jerk.
Okay, if I'm gonna be doing anything... Like, if I'm gonna get anything out of it, I want, like... Porn is... Sex like, sells. I want to see some big-titted anime babes get the shit out of them in a Five Nights
at
Freddy's.
It's lesbians.
Hold on.
It doesn't matter.
I'm saying they're getting the shit out of them. They're just eating each other out.
At the very least...
I'm sure there's fists.
What I brought to the table will actually make someone happy at some point. None of y'all's is
that's
going to
not true.
Any pleasure
the
to
alt-right anyone. Is very happy with Jaden's.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
The
they're killing so many black people.
I want Jaden's to be funded just so I can see the face of a little boy who was told his dreams will come true and he's just given a bag of locusts. Like, I want to see that. Like, this is what we've been bringing to you. Open it up, my son. And then it's just...
Just right in his fucking face.
The locusts ate my family!
Okay. Oh my god. Oh, do we have to give to one?
No. Let there be locusts.
No, we have to surrender this
one. Can we just not, like...
We
like,
have to choose one and actually be able to feel a little good about ourselves with what we decide.
Well, I chose the
let's make
bank.
Some. Let's
yeah,
make
we
some
have
porn.
To get a masturbating
okay,
one.
Pros and cons of all of them. Pros for the random number generator... You're contributing to Russian society. Cons.
You're contributing
to
Russian
society. We did that already.
Russian
we elected
society.
Trump.
Okay. Pros for Jaden's. It'll be funny.
Yeah.
It'll be really funny.
You get to kill off a country.
Okay, so here's
the
thing.
Destroyed an island.
So, like, We already had one person give us a shout out. We're going to be on another thing. If we contribute to Jaden's, we could possibly be in an atrocity museum.
That's a good point.
Dude, we could be in a museum.
Like, wait, how much were they asking for and how much
did they
get?
It's not going to fucking happen.
How much were they asking for and how much have they received? I don't think you told us that yet.
They're asking for $14,080. And they received $109. They have 4 backers, and they have 8 days to go.
Oh wow! No, they're gonna reach shit.
No, there's
that many people want genocide now.
Honestly, if they would have made their video a little bit better, they probably could have gotten funded.
Dude, I like their video. I like everything about them.
I'm gonna write an alternate history about a world where this gets funded, and we single-handedly help destroy one of the largest island nations in the world.
All right.
So we're funding masturbation.
Yeah.
That's going to be on our... you're going to give an update.
I think we're funding Jordan's wake bank because there's no way in hell I want to fund the software because I just...
But we're going to have to you have to give an update on that every week.
Yeah, this week in Jordan's wake bank. I don't have to update it every week. I'll update it when I damn well please. I run this fucking show.
Yeah,
my tissues are out.
Alright.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, are we all in agreement?
Unfortunately.
Yeah, we're funding
deviant... Bank.
We're funding TV porn
bank.
Because
we're funding a wank bank. Everybody,
we're funding porn because, because you know, stealing money, you know, shitty World War II games and genocide are off the table.
I'll post a comment asking if one of the rewards can be this dude's cum box.
So I graduated from a Christian high school. I think this means I have to give my diploma back.
Yeah, we're literally buying porn.
Yeah, we aren't buying porn. We're paying for it to be made.
Porn. We're financing pornography. Wow, I hope my mom doesn't watch this show ever.
Porn.
She'd be more mad that I was funding lesbian porn. She'd be like, at least fund something that you'd enjoy.
We are funding lesbian porn. Lesbian furry porn.
Lesbian furry robot porn,
just
folks.
End this. I want to.
Well, thank you for joining us at Minotank. Also, check out Keegan's show.
The Fake Newsstand. Y'all already know what it is.
Oh yeah. The only reason you're here is because of Fake Newsstand. Thank you very much for coming. I'm your host, Nate, and I'm going to go wank to some furry lesbian.